All right, you guys, this podcast is just gonna be sad.
Welcome to the worst day of our lives.
Welcome. Get ready.
Change the channel if you want to be happy.
Okay, it's not for sure yet, but
welcome
it's
to
just
remorse.
The wish, hopes of having this beautiful home is just slipping through our fingers, the hopes and dreams, and it still could happen. But we're just going to tell you why it's looking like it might not.
Because we're
And we're learning
idiots.
A lot about selling houses and all that involves with getting mortgage and all that stuff. So we're going to tell you the story and we're going to kick this off with a news story that is very fitting and symbolic for what we feel is happening to our house and hopes and dreams. But
not
first,
to our house, to our hopes and dreams.
Not literally.
The house is beautiful. Oh, this current house. Current house?
Yeah, yeah.
Current house.
Okay, but first roll the intro.
Current house has betrayed me.
Dang it, current house. Okay, here's the news story. It's pretty hilarious that this actually happened.
I haven't heard it.
And Ashley hasn't read it
yet.
All
I've seen is a snippet of a picture.
Yeah, but I told her it's very fitting and you're going to find out why.
I have a million questions.
In just a little bit. Okay, here it is. Thank you to the person that sent this to me today, because it could not have come at a better time. Okay. It is called Family Says Cow Broke Into Their New House in Montana.
Let me just describe this picture. It is a beautifully finished home full of mud and cow terrible things, and it looks like they've eaten the walls.
Like stomped against the... It's a brand new house, too. The family hadn't moved into this house
and
yet. Let me just...
My question is... How long were they gone?
Yeah, it tells you. Okay, let me just read this whole thing. It's not very long. A Washington family was shocked to discover that bovines moved into their new house in Montana. This writer is really on a roll here. A poster on Reddit's "Well, that sucks" section shared pictures of a new home that was taken over by cattle. This big guy and three of his friends got into our newly built Montana house and proceeded to live there for a month. An entire month in their brand new house.
This is just a note to all ranchers. Cows do prefer to not live alone on the range.
See, give some more cows and some houses.
Give them some barns.
Oh my gosh. Several commenters said the house might very well need to be gutted and refloored due to the damage and urged the poster to talk to an insurance company.
Poor little fellas. We're
cold.
Yeah,
look at these little cows. In response to people's questions, the poster wrote, "The house is on my aunt's property. We currently live in Washington, and we were planning to move over at the end of the year. We assumed she was going down every now and again to check on the house. Guess she wasn't." Cattle guy has a lot of acreage and looked for his cows, even filed a report for stolen cattle. He looked in our shed, but not in the house, because he thought someone was living there.
So these cows apparently were going in and out. On the daily?
Like, apparently, there was a bad storm in town, I think late April, and we think the cows were looking for coverage. They either got in by nudging a lever in the door, or the wind might have blown the door open. We're not sure. Insurance has been contacted.
Yeah, they're not going to cover that.
But yeah, no idea what's going to happen. Cattleman has already contacted contractors to come out and appraise the house. We have all his info, but unfortunately, we were back in Washington at this time, so it's going to be a process.
You guys need to go online and look at these pictures. We'll link it in the show notes, but...
It's hilarious. That is like horrible what happened to their brand new house.
I'm equally appalled and sad for the owners as I am for the... angel cows who were out on the range during a snowstorm alone.
I know. Well, they found a house to live in and they made themselves at home. The last thing this guy said is, "I'm going to become a vegetarian to please the cow god so that this will never happen again."
Right. They'll come for you.
His brand new house that they just built to move in, like to go out to the land of Montana in peace.
Right.
And it's been taken over by bovines. That's hilarious. Okay. Do you understand why I chose this news story for today?
I do. Don't worry, our house was not destroyed. Both current or hopeful house. We were cocky and we thought our house would sell.
We were just
so
really,
fast.
Really hopeful. We were just really, really hopeful that our house would sell, and the market here where we live is usually hopping.
Or I think we just started out with our price too high. We just thought we were just cocky and just no one has wanted it. So we're dropping it finally. Should have dropped it a while ago.
We've been dropping it incrementally, but we're dropping it a lot more.
We're finally to a point where people are actually looking at it. which is great. But yeah. We're at this place now where we literally have... So for us to qualify for our mortgage, like we're pre-qualified and everything.
Here's the problem. Yeah. Lay out the problem.
The problem is that the mortgage company, bless their hearts, and I get it, does not want us to own two homes.
Right.
Which I get. Like, we're not Donald Trump here, guys.
Uh-huh.
So the deal, and I think this is pretty common, was for us to qualify, we have to either sell our house or have a renter by closing.
Uh-huh.
And it takes 30 days to close.
Usually it takes like 30 days. I guess that's like the average range so for somebody to close on a house.
If someone were to come up to us and be like, hey, I want to buy your house, we would need 30 days to get them in and for us to get out of this house.
Yeah. So 30 days before our close date is coming up here.
In like 4 days.
In like 4 days. So we need a miracle to happen within the next week in order to be able to qualify for the mortgage to buy our new house. And this is the predicament that we are finding ourselves
in
right now.
We do have the rental option. Guys, I listen to a lot of Dave Ramsey and I just hear him screaming at me. Like, do not make a stupid decision. That's what I hear him saying.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are telling us in much kinder voices that renting is no big deal. I just feel like that would be overextending ourselves.
Part of me thinks renting would be awesome because like, it's cool to just be a landlord and think about like having somebody paying off your, like your mortgage and starting to build wealth. But also it's just a lot of stuff to deal with.
I believe in rentals. I just don't believe in rentals that are not smart. Like that don't put out the money that you need them to put out to A, pay a rental management company,
uh-huh,
and B, pay the mortgage.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the 1% rule is be able to rent out a house for 1% of the purchase price, right?
Yeah. And we wouldn't be doing
that. We wouldn't be able to do that, first off. And then secondly off.
So like one day I would hope to have a rental, but I would hope that it would hit the 1% rule.
Yeah. So you make your money when you buy, not when you sell, you know,
house.
So this would not be a good pick for a rental in the first place.
Right. And I'm just like a hater of debt and I don't want to have two house debts.
Yeah.
If we get a rental, I want to have our house paid off.
Well, that's a great option.
So
obviously,
when we're 80.
Because we would still only have one mortgage payment when a renter wasn't paying it for us.
Right. Yeah. That's what Dave says to do.
Of course he says that.
It's possible. It's a possible thing if you buy homes within your, that you can pay off in a 15-year fixed rate mortgage.
Uh-huh.
And I see us doing that. So in 15 years, let's get a rental.
Right.
And pay for it with cash.
You
got
to pay for it with cash too.
Don't be stupid.
Don't broke, dumb, and stupid.
Right. That's what I hear Dave saying to me.
You're broke, dumb, and stupid, Ashley.
Yeah, all day.
We should call in and use aliases and tell him our predicament and see what he says.
I know what he would say. You ready?
What?
He would say, no, don't do it. He would say, don't be emotional about this. And there's other houses in the world. And make sure your house is sold. And make sure you can qualify for a 15-year fixed rate mortgage. That isn't, and where the payment isn't more than one third, is it one third?
One fourth of your
take-home pay.
Yeah.
Then you're like, golden. That's what he would say. He says that to everyone.
That is, who in America can do that and get a house that they like are cool living in?
You just have to be cool living in a house that is not your dream house until you're ready to buy your dream house.
Just not many people can do that. That's very conservative. Yeah,
people,
it does.
You can save. That's
not everybody can just move to Oklahoma City.
I'm just saying you can save.
I say that because Ashley and I were browsing around at houses to like try to come up with a plan B.
If only our families just did not come to Utah and instead settled their hearts in Oklahoma City or Missouri.
Both of our families how our home prices in Missouri.
Dylan and I could build the White House on 40 acres of land for like $200,000.
For the same price that it costs to have like houses here in Utah. Housing here in Utah is very high. But going to Washington recently, made me feel a little better about housing prices here because Washington prices.
In Washington, I was like, yeah, this is worth it because it's actually pretty and there's not a.
No, but it's ridiculous. You have to spend over $1 million
but
to have like a house that like one like so normal houses in houses Washington around here.
For the price that our house, the new house that we're trying to buy, are not cute. But they're in a beautiful place. And I feel like the houses here are cute, but it's in like a frozen tundra desert. Where like Washington is like the Garden of Eden.
It's just so beautiful up there.
You don't understand how like hellish Utah is. And I say that with a lot of love for Utah. But you go to Washington and you feel like Utah is just like a place where the military used to test atomic bombs. Washington is just beautiful.
Uh-huh.
So green. Ferns growing out of ferns, growing out of trees, growing out of a
and
flower.
And not that many bugs.
Right.
There's some.
And there's only, there's no poisonous the snakes south. There. Did you know that?
And there's no poisonous snakes.
When we were first searching for houses, that's what I first searched. States where there are no poisonous snakes.
Yeah, so basically Ashley and I have just been coming to grips with the fact that we might not move into our dream house and having to come up with a plan B. Why don't we just say what we are thinking about so far, Ash? But first, let's jump to a quick break from our sponsors who we are so grateful for and keep this podcast running and keep it free for you.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we've lowered the price, and we're really just hoping against hope that we can get into the new house. And if we don't get into the new house, there is no plan. We could stay here forever.
In our townhome?
Well, I think there's an underlying plan to sell this house.
Yeah, we know we want something bigger. We want a yard for the dogs and the kids, and we would love to have our own home finally. We've upgraded from apartments, but we're still in townhomes with like people on the left and right of us. We are at the point in our life now where we've saved up for a down payment and we're ready to have a house, and we just want to make that happen. We want to do it.
So we're back in this place that it took us months and months to get out of months ago when we decided to stay here and to buy the house where we bought the house. That was just a whole slew of energetic discussions.
If you followed along with the vlog and the podcast, we were mainly deciding between here or St. George at the time.
The problem with Dallin and I is that we have two totally different dream life situations. Let me just, Dallin, why don't you tell them yours?
So mine is living in the mountains all four seasons.
If Dallin was
enjoying
married,
like skiing in the winter and just playing with the kids in the summer, going on hikes and nice stuff. All that good things.
Any more details?
Kids learn to ski / snowboard with us, and we're just this beautiful little cute ski family. We go on vacations to Park City. We ski our
we
little
live
hearts
there
out.
Or go on vacations there?
Vacations. Well, shoot, I would love to live there.
Well, where are you thinking of living? Or, oh, your dream
if
life is
if
here.
If like money is not an issue, shoot, yeah, let's live in Park City. just if we're dreaming here.
Nice.
So expensive to live in Park City. But yeah, I love the mountains. And Ashley's, go ahead, Ash.
My dream life is on 40 acres of land that I own.
Well, I would love that too.
Well, I'm just saying, you had your turn for your dream. That was not in your dream.
Mine's just in the mountains. Yours is
your dream house is going to be on 30,000 square feet in Park City.
Hey, there's land in Park City. You just got to pay millions of dollars for it.
Right. So my dream is on land. I have an orchard. It's warm. It's balmy most of the year. Gets a little cold in the winter, but we can all still go outside. And we just are not in a busy city or a planned community. Just the land is our backyard, and we have some fun neighbors. And somewhere like down the road, there's a store. Everything's within 20 minutes. I can walk everywhere somehow on my 40 acres. You've thought a lot
about, more about this than me.
Again, let me emphasize the warmth and the land and the space. But somehow we have none of that.
I'm cool with that.
I know.
We just have to vacation to like snowboard and a lot in the winter.
Great. Let's do it. Let's go to the winter for 1 week every 2 months.
1 week?
How long do you stay? I don't know.
Well, I would love a week-long snowboard vacation. That'd be amazing.
2 weeks? I don't care.
1 week in November, one in December, two in January, two in February, two in March. That's just kidding. Stupid. No, probably one. You're
that
right.
That costs so much.
I know. It'd be ridiculous. Well, are we still dreaming where money's not an issue, or an issue?
I'm talking like our current paycheck, I guess. Or like...
Let's go for a solid ski trip. A few days, a few went for like a few
Listen,
different.
Let's go to a back mountain that no one likes.
Rent a helicopter.
Yeah. No,
a few snowboarding trips for a few days each time. There we go. A few, meaning like two or three. That would be awesome. But it's still hard right now with, you know, the kids being like one and two. They can't ski yet.
Right. So I would just stay home with them while you had fun.
Which turns into me not going at all.
Which is why winter sucks. You can't even say it.
What?
You can't even say winter sucks. Winter sucks now. You can say that.
Yeah, with young kids, it's just so hard because
like
they
the
can't
worst
go do anything.
4 months of my life.
I mean, we go and sled for like 10 minutes and then they're both freezing. We have to go back inside. And with no like big basement to party in, no yard and stuff, man, this townhome, that was just the worst winter of my life last year.
It was bad.
There was so much snow up in the mountains. And we just, you know, we're dedicating our time to our little ones right now. And it's just really hard.
And they don't love being home.
They don't love being cooped up inside. Neither do I.
It was bad.
So basically, St. George, the idea of St. George has popped up again. And if we don't get our dream home here, we're considering that again.
Which just leads us back to the circular just argument / discussion / deep pit of indecision that we were in before we decided to get new greenhouse. And now we're back there again, which is just a terrible thing that the universe has done to us.
We've kicked that horse. But let's not forget the sliver of hope that after lowering the price a lot on our townhome with the open house this weekend, somebody could sweep in and just decide to buy it. But again, the chances are slim. So yeah, we've already kicked this horse a lot, but we're just going over the pros and cons of here versus St. George. Should we go over them again, or has everybody already heard them?
Basically, I love the weather.
Uh-huh.
And Dallin doesn't. And Dallin loves the weather here.
I love it during the winter there, and I love it during the summer here. Like, it's just a trade. You would love it during the summer.
I guess I would just rather have super hot in the summer and mild winter. And Dallin would rather have...
I would rather have a mild...
Deadly cold winter.
Summer and a colder winter. And then we're both closer to both of our families here.
I just live this terrible life emotionally right now where every day that goes by is one step closer to winter.
That just
from
makes me so
sad. From the
first
warm day.
It's like, just like so you're close. Never satisfied. It's like, almost, just enjoy the summer while it's
I
summer.
I do, but it's almost over. It's almost over. So do you know that there's... 8 months of cold and 4 of nice. I just feel like that's no way to live.
August and September are lovely here. It's like sweater weather.
It gets cold in September.
Some days, yeah. The other days are nice and warm. It's like wear a sweater. I love snuggling up in sweater weather in September here.
I would just wish that it would stop at sweater weather.
It would be nice, yeah.
I'm fine.
So that's why
weather.
We want to end up in Oregon/Washington eventually. But when we can afford a house that we really love up there.
We're naive about the weather there, though. We've only ever visited in June. I think we don't.
I mean, we've looked at the climate. It does get a little cooler. It's sweater weather in the winter, but
like Lower Oregon on the coast, near.
Yeah, I would love it there so much, but I want to afford like a nice house there, and that's just going to take a lot of saving up.
A lot of you are probably thinking, Dashlace, there's other places than Salt Lake Valley and St. George. Those are just the only places that afford. St. George is the only close warm place. It's this anomaly in Utah, this warm anomaly. And we just want
to getting closer.
We just want to stay close to our family.
Yeah. And it's only like a 4 to 5 hour drive from our families down in St. George. And that's something that we would just get used to driving. And hopefully that they would get used to driving to come visit us, especially in the winter. And we want to have space for them down there. That would be fun.
I hate that we're just even talking about this again.
Why?
It was just like a 7 month discussion that was ended.
Everybody, I'm sorry, you guys. You guys are like, oh, this again. So many of you, I mean, a lot of you in St. George, there's a lot of listeners in St. George. You're like, move to St. George. And so many people, there's a lot of people with other perspectives, like people from the army or military that have moved around a lot, just telling us how much they would love to be closer to their family. So we appreciate that perspective as well. There's other people who are just like, do what you guys want. So there's a lot of different perspectives out there.
Yeah. So we're just in that boat. You'll find out in a week if we can move into this house that we've been dreaming of and making hundreds of movies about and just flaunting our happiness
and going every night and seeing the progress.
It just feels like I'm losing a child.
It's for real. We've put so much emotion into this getting this house, and
we've
now it's
gone
like
there
slipping
every
through our
day
fingers.
And just been so happy and excited and planned out every small portion of it, and it's we were just dumb. We thought it would sell faster, so we tried to
make it so that we could just switch from this house to another house.
And have no
when in
limbo
reality
time?
We should have just put up for sale as soon as possible and then stayed in Airbnb for a month or a short-term rental or something.
We're just
to be safe. But no,
one of those hindsight
we just
moments
took the
where
risk.
You feel like the biggest idiot.
Yeah.
And we're more than the biggest idiot. We're the biggest idiot who posted it all on social media. Everyone's
this
gonna
is
be
gonna
like,
be our house.
What? When the whole we lost our home video comes out.
I know.
What? You've wasted so much of our time with this house.
It's our journey. People like following along with our journey. I just feel stupid.
I would just
like,
feel better if it was a secret journey.
I just, yeah.
I've had this like feeling in my heart the whole time.
We were just naive.
Like, maybe we should keep it a secret like you do pregnancies until it's for real.
Yeah, that's probably a wise thing to do.
And we didn't.
No, we didn't.
We never do that.
We put it all out there like it was all going to happen and now it might not. So thanks for joining us on the ride, you guys. Sorry, it's getting hectic. But if you're listening to this, all right, when it comes out, please pray that somebody sweeps in and just loves our house and buys it for the asking price.
Or else Dallin and I have to actually do these discussions again instead of
just go
alluding
with the one
that to we them, decided. Like preparing for them. In other news, The Bachelorette is on tonight, and we have failed every night that it's been on to not fall asleep. This is not a slight against The Bachelorette. This is a slight against our ability to stay awake.
What time is it? It's already 11 p.m.
I need to
We need to go to bed.
I hate going to bed.
I know, me too. We could do it. We'll just be super tired again tomorrow.
As always. This is such a
we're
going to
fall asleep.
Podcast.
Gosh, this is like the most we should probably title it that, the most depressing podcast
next up
ever.
We're gonna go try and watch a fun movie together and fall asleep immediately
because we're so tired
and spend half the night on our super not great to sleep on couch, wake up in a sweaty mess because it's just so hot and we're sleeping on top of each other on a couch that's too small for two people.
Mosey on upstairs after taking Dash out so he doesn't pee in his cage, and then go to bed for 3 hours till one of the kids wakes up, put them back to sleep, and then sleep for 2 more hours, and then get up and start the day. That's how our nights go.
Start the day wishing we had gotten up 2 hours earlier
and gone to bed 2 hours earlier. Is that what you mean?
No, woken up.
oh, woken up because yeah, every all this stuff like, needs done.
What is wrong with me?
Yeah, no, it's because we do stuff at night after the kids finally go to bed, okay. Like podcast and snuggle and watch shows and things.
Well, if you're a new listener, usually we're a bit more peppy.
Go back and listen to some fun ones.
We've just cried all day.
This is just what's on our mind lately, so we wanted to share with you guys. Thanks for joining us. You guys, we're hopeful whatever works out is going to be for the best and that God is guiding us. And we're going to take this as a sign if it doesn't happen, because we've done a lot of fasting and praying and hoping.
But do we take it as a sign to leave this area or to stay and try again? That's my thing. I don't know if it is a sign to be like, why are you trying to live here? Or if it's just bad luck.
I guess that's what we'll pray for next if it falls through. Where to now? And you guys will join us along for the journey.
If you want to have a surefire way of Ashley and Dallin fighting, ask them to discuss where they want to live.
Maybe we'll just do our next live video about that.
Just us fighting over where to live.
There we go. Go make it a good one. We love you. Bye.
I don't mind if all we have is one twin size mattress on the floor. Now I won't ask for more. And I don't care. There's not a lot of room to spare. Feels like we have it all inside these four walls. Even when it changes, even when we make it, all I need is room for you. Let's build a big little life. We don't need a lot to get us by. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. You were all I had to find. And let's build a big little life, 'cause we don't need a lot to get us high. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. Let's take it all in stride. Build a big little life. I suppose it's inevitable, we'll grow old. That's the way it goes. But there's one thing I know. Even when it changes, even when we make it, all I need is room for you. Let's build a big little life. We don't need a lot to get us by. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. You were all I had to find. And let's build a big little life, 'cause we don't need a lot to get us high. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. Let's take it all in stride. Build a big little life. Let's build a big little life. All we need is each other. We don't need a lot to get us by. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. You were all I had to find. All we need is each other. Let's build a big little life, 'cause we don't need a lot to get us by. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. You were all I had to find. Let's build a big little life, 'cause we don't need a lot to get us high. We started out with nothing, but never felt like nothing. Still